issues. We shift focus now. We land in Mkondo. Ubabu Vusi Mota joins us now in conversation following obviously the outcomes of the court. In fact, last week the court in Emelo have exonerated him of all the charges that were conferred to him. You'd remember that these charges, they date back as far as 2023, if I'm not mistaken. That's where Ubabu Mota was then charged for allegedly having played a part, and now the court in Emelo exonerated him. They say he has no case and he has played no part in all of that. So he joins us in conversation. Bab Mota, good evening. Thank you so much for making time. Your immediate reaction, iqala selisuliwe, against yourself. How do you feel?
Asibonge ithuba emsakazi. Kodwa ke must indicate ukuthi nami ngine mixed feeling. In the cause of the mixed feeling, ukuthi one ngihappy partly ukuthi umthetho South Africa ukhona. Inkantolo ziyasebenza, kodwa ke uthola amaphoyisa ahlangahlanganisa izinto lapho afuna khona ukuthi abongwe noma ajabulise abantu kakhulu, ngoba phela le ndaba le kuze sibe last khona ukuthi amaphoyisa was trying to impress the public ngaphandle kokwenza i-investigation proper. Part two le yenza ukuthi ke ngithi ngine-mixed feeling, ila ngifike ngithi angikho happy khona 100% because la abantu abenze lesimo lesi noma abenza lobugebengu lobu la ngihleli khona mina kusho ukuthi basengakatholakali, ngoba amaphoyisa ahamba ajabulisa i-public ngento engasiliqiniso. So ke uzoba happy 100% the day umthetho uthola abantu abenza lokhu okuwamosha impilo zabantu elokishini noma okwahlukumeza eminye imindeni elokishini. Because uma kungakatholakali lokho, le mfu elimnyama bebavele bazama ukuthi balibeke phezu kwami, liyobe lingakasuki kahle 100%. So ke siyathemba ukuthi ngelinye ilanga kuyovela, ngoba iqiniso linendlela yalo lokuyiveza. So liyovela. So it's when ke ngiyokwazi ukucelebrate, ngijabule ngoba abantu ababe benze lokhu sebatholakele.
Bab Mota, you remember around the same time that some of these councillors were gunned down in Mkondo primarily. Your name kept coming up. I just want to understand from you, what sort of relationship did you have with those particular councillors, and did at any point that relationship sour?
Bengingasiyo mhlawumpe imfunda makhwela noma angisiyona imfunda makhwela kwezepolitiki. Ngikhulele khona kwezepolitiki, so ngi-understanda kahle noma bengiqondisisa kahle ukuthi noma ngabe kuthiwa umuntu awumfuni kangakanani, umzonda kangakanani, it's a matter of 5 years. So asikho-ke isidingo sokuthi ngaze ufike kuleveli yokuthi ungaze umuntu umbulalele lezi sepolitiki, because bonke noma imajority noma ngabe nabo laba bagcina bandlula emhlabeni lokhu bekuzobuyelwa manje kuma-election bebangeke babuyele nge-understanding yami kalula kanjalo. So ke as umuntu we-politician, okwabona abantu baba ngamakhansela phambi kwami sibasebenzele, so bekungeke isidingo sokuthi umuntu ungambulalele kuba ikhansela. So ke ngamafuphi, ayikho into e-personal bengingathi siyayibanga nalabo comrades. Ikhwaliso nakwezepolitiki beyingekho into ephathekayo bengathi siyayibanga engaze ilidele ukuthi ungazi umuntu ufisele ukuthi ashiye abantu abakhe.
I don't know if you are able to account on it. Maybe it is still sensitive and personal to you. But the police said there was a gun they found, which you did not possess the papers of carrying that gun, or you had no license of a gun, and particularly, hence, among the many reasons why then they incarcerated you is because there was this particular gun that they found on you. What is the level of truth into that? Was there a gun confiscated from you?
No. Angeke ngithi ku personal ngoba sezindlulile enkantolo. Njengoba ngisho ukuthi angeke nginanaze amaphoyisa wawasebenza under pressure or under the influence yepolitiki izikhulu zezepolitiki ngaleso sikhathi. So akukho spam esatholakala kimi nginganayo imvumo yokuba naso. Ngeke nje ngize ngitry ngiyele nale umbhedo nje bekufanele ukuthi kutholakala ma phoyisa awa independent hayi lo mbhedo wamaphoyisa bayoletha la ukuthi uzosebenzela injongo yezepolitiki uzongcolisa amagama ethu. So le nto bebayikhuluma ayikho umsakazo and ayikaze yakaba khona.
I remember around the same time in 2023 I tried calling you and at one point one of your family members picked up the phone and said no, you had given strict instructions that you don't want to talk to anybody, and it was around the same time you were behind, you know, obviously the cells, and your name was tarnished and your image was then tainted. Are you looking into any recourse in terms of cleansing your image, in terms of making the state to account for the treatment at least that you have endured, but also the trauma that your family had to undergo?
No. Akuna doubt. Abantu bangibonisa ngokwezomthetho. Sibhizi-ke sibukisana zona lezi ndaba zonke lezo kuthi wonke umuntu oke wakhuluma le ndaba wayikhuluma kudidini. Kungabe ukuthi ungqongqoshe noma bowungqongqoshe, kungabe ukuthi boyilunga lomphakathi uzama nawe ukuvela ube special. So wonke umuntu oparticipatile kule ndaba yokungcolisa igama lami. So nginethemba elikhulu ukuthi the legal team le enginayo equal to the task ukuthi wonke umuntu kuzofanele ukuthi aligeze igama lami. Ngoba lento lebebayikhuluma noma lento bebakade bazama ukuyikhuluma ngoba abanye vele bebaphushwa ngezepolitiki. Kodwa ke khona nabo mafika izolo epolitikini abathola ikundla ngokuthi badume ngamagama abantu. So ke ngeke ngize ngigege ekutheni msakazi wonke umuntu oparticipatile la uzokwazi ukuthi asebenze kanzima ukuthi aligeze igama lami.
Maybe let's move away from the case now. You'd remember around the same time when the ANC suspended you, you found expression in the EFF. There were publications and reports that suggested that you were the member of the EFF at the time. Subsequently, you moved from the EFF to the MK Party, and you played a critical role in the establishment of the MK Party in Mpumalanga, primarily. And I remember vividly when President Jacob Zuma came and did the announcement in Mkhondo. Your name keeps popping up that you were the key organizers of why he had to come to Mpumalanga and launched it in Mkhondo. Talk us through around, you know, your decision of joining the MK Party largely, but also, you know, the expression that you find in the MK Party. Are you satisfied with how the party has performed thus far?
No. Ngiyafisa na ukuklirisha le ndaba le yokuthi ngazibandakanya ngoba kuhlukana kabili msakazi. Kukhona ukuthi umuntu nje ungumlandeli bese kuba khona umuntu oyilunga lenhlangano. So kuyizinto ezimbili ezithi azifane kodwa zifane uma usondela kuzo. Mina angaze ngibe yilunga le-EFF kodwa ke ngaleso sikhathi ngoba besinganayo alternative bekufanele ukuthi sithuze ngoba nje usho ukuthi mina nama ngisho futhi ukuthi mina ngikhulele kuzo izindaba ezithinta ipolitiki. So ke bekufanele kube khona la ngiparticipate khona ngokwezepolitiki. Indeed ngaba khona ku-EFF but angazi ngijoyine kuba ilunga le-EFF. Ngicabanga ukuthi lokho kufuna ke ngikwenze kube clear. So boza kwethu laba ngaleso sikhathi sinalezo nkinga besihambisana nabo abanye babo bajoyina baba ngamalunga e-EFF angazi ngibe ilunga le-EFF. Two, sibuye kwindaba yange 2023 ngey-16 December where ubaba uNgamalala memezela iqembelisha ney'nhloso zeqembelisha okungumkhonto wesizwe. Indeed azange ahesitate ukuthi ngijoyine umkhonto wesizwe njengelunga ke manje hayi njengomlandeli nje kwaphela but njengelunga eli good standing njengelunga njengamanje ngoba ngikhuluma nawe ngilunga le MK eli good standing elijoyinile la khipha imali ukuthi libe yilunga. So ke ngihappy kakhulu ngomkhonto wesizwe ngithemba elikhulu ukuthi uzokwazi ukuthi uncede lezo lase South Africa ukuya phambili.
Not being to parliament. Let's talk about you not going to parliament. Do you remember that your name was among those who were purported to be going to parliament, largely the National Assembly, and you ended up not going, and you know, you subsequently, you know, remained in Mpumalanga. Just maybe share more light as to where you are in terms of the capacity that you hold in the MK party now and what seems to be the, you know, the capacity that you possess within the party.
No. Let's see more msakazi besikhuluma ngaso ngaphambilini zamacala nanani. So ke lowo nango manje umuntu uzimele wedwa lapha eceleni. Ufanele ukuthi uzinoka makwapho ukuthi but kwamanje ngoba kunephunga around mina noma ngabe uyazi ukuthi umsulo kangakanani wena. Apha nthile liprove enkantolo bekufaneleke ukuthi ngizithethe njengelunga lale organization kodwa elikwaziyo ukuthi ligodla amandla kungafanelanga ukuthi ngiphushe ngenkani abantu bangakazi nokuthi le simo sibheke kuphi. So ke njengoba ngikhuluma nawe kwamanje ngilunga nje le MK which engingathunywa and engiyokwamukela ukuthunywa noma ngabe ngithunywa kuphi noma ngabe kuyiphi level. So kule ndaba zaseParliament ngizokhumbula phela umsakazi ukuthi kuba nelist. So ke ilist mangabe sho ukuthi ingakafiki egameni lakho. So ke angeke sikwazi ukuthi ungakhona ukudlula uyongena eParliament uma ngabe ilist isibonelo iphelele ku 55 kanti wena umsebenzi ungunumber 70. So kuba isituation enjalo kodwa ke okungabi kusho ukuthi kune problem ngoba bakhona abasimele ku National Parliament which were happy njengoba basimele.
Let's talk about the state of the party now. What do you make of the MK party now and some of the challenges that have engulfed yourself? I mean, take for instance, you've got a lot of parallel structures. You've got Umamiri party, who's a legitimate leader according to the courts, but also you've got Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane, who's also leading the party, endorsed by the political party, and both of them are still active on the ground, and that might cause, in fact, it is causing confusions among the many members of the MK party. But what becomes your view on that issue? Yeah.
Ngicabanga ukuthi kungakudala logo organization izokhona ukuthi ikuclearishe ngoba ngisho ukuthi manje mina ngiphuma enkantolo sokusho ukuthi inkantolo kufanele ukuthi sihloniphe but at the very same time kufanele ukuthi understand ukuthi ne organization inombono kulezi ndaba but ke sinethemba lokuthi le ndaba le isesevaleleke ngaphakathi ku-organization njengazo zonke izinhlangano ukuthi kufanele kube nezingxoxo eziba ngaphakathi labo bo-comrades bangaboni ngasolinye kufanele kube nemechanism yokuba beka ndawonye ekugcineni kube ne-solution. So ke ngamafuphi umsakazi angeke ngakhomente kule ndaba le.
Let's talk about because I'm told that you play such a critical role in the financing of the MK party. Many are saying you are the treasurer, umqini mafa we political party. There's one name that keeps coming up, the name of the former deputy president, David Mabuza. Maybe you would know. What sort of role has he played in the MK party? Has he really funded the MK party? At least for, you know, at least your recollection, has he put money into the MK party? How best can you respond to that?
I think in James Sarazio and this Kulumanga, good Tiguna Labo, so political by infivility, about Tanda Duma. So wonke umuntu ofisa kuduma la eSouth Africa more especially eMpumalanga akekho nje kulabo sopolitiki laba emfunda makhwela okwazi udibane nazo abangakhulumi ngegama la baba uDidi Mabuza. So ke ngingakusho ngingananazi ukuthi ubaba Mabuza akazi abeyiphathi ye-MK and angikhumbuli kuba ne-donation akayilethayo in whatsoever way to EMK. But nje labo basebenza loyo mzabalazo lawo bakule campaign yokungcolisa igama likababa Mabuza. So la ngihleli khona ayithi imali eke yavela kubaba Mabuza since ngaba khona kumkhonto wesizwe. Futhi akusinomuntu engikhumbula ukuthi uyaparticipate kuma-program omkhonto wesizwe.
Yeah. Babmot, really appreciate you making time to speak to us this evening. Ngiyabonga kakhulu isikhathi.
Noma nini ngiyohlala ngitholakala msasa.